Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, we got a little wake up in the form of a very swift temperature change from Mother Nature this week. And if you're feeling like you may be done with your yard and garden chores for the winter, that may certainly be the case for outdoor tasks, at least any that might take longer than it would take to run out the door. But there are a few good things to keep in mind as you finalize your preparations in your yard and garden for winter. To get some good reminders, we are going to go to the 2014 garden calendar from the Iowa State Master Gardening Program. A few reminders from the month of November. Continue watering newly planted trees until the ground freezes. Now, certainly we do have some freezing going on top of the ground, but if you've got some trees or shrubs in your yard that did not receive much moisture over the last several weeks, it may be a good time to just give them a little quick drink as long as the ground is not frozen. That will help them get through the long, cold winter, especially if we have a very windy or a very dry winter with not much snow cover on the ground. Of course, another good way to preserve moisture around those newly planted trees is to make sure that they have a good, thick layer of mulch all the way around the base so they don't lose all that precious moisture to the wind, drying winds that we have in the winter. Another good reminder, cover the bases of your hybrid tea roses or other outdoor sensitive plants such as roses with soil or a good thick heavy mulch to prepare them and protect them through this winter. Another thing you can be doing indoors is cleaning and storing your garden tools. That's a very good time of year to do things like that, bringing those garden tools indoors or at least into a sheltered garage area and getting them hosed off, cleaned off, removing any old soil which may contain disease particles or extra soil particles or anything else that you don't want to take back into your garden next year. And also removing soil that may cause rust, corrosion, or other damage over the winter. If you're done digging in the dirt for the year, now is a great time to get those washed off, cleaned off, and put away so they're ready to use when we're ready to get back outdoors after a cold winter. The 2015 garden calendar is now available for purchase in the Cass County Extension Office. The title is Garden Whimsy for Purchase in the Cass County Extension Office. The title is Garden Whimsy for Purchase in the Cass County Extension Office. The title is Garden Whimsy, and 12 months full of obviously lots of great tips and hints year-round for gardening, from when is an ideal time to plant fruits and vegetables, flowers, outdoors, care throughout the growing season, as well as items such as winterizing, tips for caring for houseplants during the off-season as well. And also with the Garden Whimsy theme, 12 months of fun pictures of decorated gardens from across the state of Iowa. One of the items on the list for November was properly mulching strawberries for winter, and of course now is an ideal time to be doing that. We don't want to mulch the strawberries too soon until there has been plenty of time for them to harden off and have a little killing frost that won't hurt the strawberries too badly at all. But now they have been well hardened, it's a great time to get some mulch over those plants. Of course, we mulch to prevent winter injury. Primarily, the very low temperatures of midwinter, as well as the repeated freezing and thawing, if we have very sunny days in the middle of winter. are the main threats to strawberry plants. Temperatures consistently below 20 degrees Fahrenheit may kill many of the flower buds, as well as damage roots and crowns of the unmulched plants. It can also heave them out of the ground, damaging or destroying them by drying. Mulching strawberries, again, should be done after they've been allowed to harden or acclimate to the cool fall temperatures. If you apply the mulch too early, you can actually make them more susceptible to winter injury because they won't be able to withstand the quickly getting acclimated to that cold weather. And any time from now on out would be a great time to go ahead and get those strawberries mulched. You can use a variety of materials to mulch strawberries. Clean, weed-free oat, wheat, or soybean straw. Chopped corn stalks are a good possibility. If you have problems keeping some of those materials down, quickly getting acclimated to that cold weather.
You can lay wire or plastic fencing over the mulch, even holding it in place with bricks or other heavy objects if needed. Of course, doing that without making the straw layer too thin or squishing the plants. What you want to put on to start with is about 3 to 5 inches of material loosely laid over the top of the plants. That should equal out to about 2 to 4 inches of material by the time it's been through much of the winter and has settled down. Leaves are not a good winter mulch for strawberries for a number of reasons, primarily because they can get wet and mat together in layers, trapping air, creating space for ice to form. Leaf, air, and ice layers are not good protection for strawberries, and this leaf mulch may damage plants due to the excess moisture that gets trapped under these matted leaves. And if you've ever tried to scoop wet leaves off a sidewalk in the middle of November, you know exactly what we're talking about with matted wet layers of leaves. They're very heavy and very smothering to any plant growth underneath them. If you're looking ahead to spring and want to know when to remove the mulch, you don't want to remove it until you're absolutely sure it's time, so don't remove it too quickly. In order to reduce the chances of damage from a late frost or freeze, leave the mulch on as long as possible. Removing the mulch in March may encourage plants to bloom before the danger of the frost is past, and a temperature of below 32 degrees may severely damage or destroy any flowers that are starting to open up. And since these first flowers produce the largest berries, you don't want to miss out by reducing the yield on those early berries. Periodically examine your strawberry plants as spring rolls around to determine when to remove the mulch. You want to remove the mulch when about 25% of the plants underneath are producing a new growth that is yellow or white in color. If possible, you want to leave that mulch on up until about mid-April even, which is the average date of the last freezing temperatures in central Iowa. When removing the mulch, you can rake the materials to the aisles between the rows or right next to the planting. Number one, this provides a great weed barrier. And number two, if you leave a nice fluffy layer of mulch right next to them, you can go out and quickly rake that back over the plants if a freeze is in the forecast later on in the spring. For more information on lots of yard and garden items, as well as other programs upcoming from the Cass County Extension Office, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Stop by the Cass County Extension Office on the fairgrounds in Atlantic, or find us online anytime by Googling Cass County ISU Extension or following us on Facebook. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office. Getting acclimated to that cold weather, and any time from now on out would be getting acclimated to that cold weather, and any time from now on out would be a great time to go ahead and get those strawberries mulched. You can use a variety of materials to mulch strawberries. Clean, weed-free oat, wheat, or soybean straw. Chopped corn stalks are a good possibility. If you have problems keeping some of those materials down, you're getting acclimated to that cold weather, and any time from now on out would be getting acclimated to that cold weather, and any time from now on out would getting acclimated to that cold weather, and any time from now on out would be a great time to go ahead and get those strawberries mulched. Getting acclimated to that cold weather, and any time from now on out would be a great time to go ahead and get those strawberries mulched. You can use a variety of materials to mulch strawberries. Clean, weed-free oat, wheat, or soybean straw. Chopped corn stalks are a good possibility. If you have problems keeping some of those materials down,